Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The top stories happening in Houston.
This is what's trending in Texas.
Is it time to leave for the Labor Day weekend yet? Oh my gosh. It's Wednesday. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George. Over there is Mo. Good morning, Mo.
Hey, Gene.
Eric with K also here. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
We have Mo Knows Country coming up in about 20 minutes. 10 minutes away, we have jury duty this morning. And then at 6:10, we have some of the good news from around the area. It's called the 6:10 Amen, and we'll get to that coming up in just a few minutes. But right now, just getting the morning started, let's talk about the top stories that are trending here in Texas.
Number three.
I got to give props to our local law enforcement today, and always, a fugitive who's just added to the Texas 10 most wanted criminals was captured days later right here in H-Town.
Ooh. You know what? When you make the top 10.
I'm just saying, you're about to go down. Special agents, Texas Rangers, and the Highway Patrol troopers. That has to feel good to just be done with it.
Number two.
A similar weather pattern that we saw yesterday and Monday is with us again today. Storm starting off along the coast, moving north of I-10 through the afternoon, so widespread throughout the afternoon. It is keeping us cooler, but we're looking ahead now to the holiday weekend. Not a total washout, but this week has kind of shown us what to expect this weekend. So don't cancel your plans. Just know there's a potential.
And the top story trending in Texas.
Yesterday was the day the Houston Texans and the rest of the NFL had to trim their rosters to 53 players.
Yeah.
And while that's sad, it is exciting to officially have our team. The Texans announced their cuts. Who's going to be playing on Sunday against the Colts in Indianapolis? And there is one specific name I did look for.
Cade Stover.
He made the cut.
He did, yes!
Oh,
yes!
Yes. He played on Friday, Mo Knows Country,
yeah,
and I didn't want to hold that over me for another season. But, so I feel good.
Well, it's like, you know, we would have kept Cade, except he lost on the radio.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was so funny, too, to see everybody talking about, oh, I can't believe they kept this interior lineman. But it's right. Like, look, unless you're Sean Pendergast from Sports Radio 610.
Get off my timeline.
I don't want to know what your thoughts are, exactly. That's what's trending here in Texas. The top things you're going to be hearing about all day today, and they're all powered by your good friends at Bayway Jeep in Pasadena.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
This is the time of the morning that we get Bull Nation together to talk about a little good news. And this one is about Connie Claxon, who went into a Whataburger restaurant 54 years ago.
I thought it was the best burger I had ever ate. And I thought, well, I could do that.
Love at first bite.
I got it. And is this for here to go?
Was in 1970.
Year number 84.
That's when Connie Claxon went to work for Whataburger. And she never left.
I still eat a junior burger every morning.
I love this story. Connie says she still has a junior burger every morning.
Whoa.
And she just retired last week after 54 years at Whataburger. Can you imagine working somewhere for 50 years?
I love it for her.
Incredible. And she said she just thanks the Lord every day for allowing her to do it. And she found romance at Whataburger.
Married one of my customers. So I got up this morning and I thought, you know what? Thank you, Jesus, for letting me do it one more day.
So wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, headed to a job that maybe you'll do for 50 years. Or does that sound depressing? Can I get an amen for Connie this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
Thank you, Jesus.
You could be our next 610 Amen 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. It's the Morning Bullpen coming up in 10 minutes. Have you ever had a dream come true? I had a dream the other day I got to tell you about. And I want to know, have you ever, honestly, think about this. Have you ever had a dream come true? We'll talk about it in 10 minutes here on the Morning Bullpen.
I just got the single worst text that you can get in August in Houston.
I was just trying to think what would be the worst thing that...
I can just tell you. It's from my wife.
Okay.
Is everything okay?
Yeah, everybody's safe and okay, but it's August. And she said, your five-year-old son just told me he left a banana in your car.
Your five-year-old son. Not our five-year-old son.
Nope, nope.
Your.
He's mine when he messes up.
The only thing worse is a gallon of milk. Oh, that would have been the only thing worse than a banana. Ew. Yeah, because they get a little oily and nasty when they...
Gross. Oh, you got to go get it.
I have to go get it out. He was eating a banana because he can't eat apples. He's banned from eating apples until he's 9 years old.
Until he's nine?
Nine years old, George.
Is it like a medical thing?
Or yeah, what? You remember... oh, man, what was it? 2 months ago, him and his nine-year-old sister were roughhousing on the couch, and his sister, my daughter, pushed Ford, my five-year-old son,
yes,
and his head hit the coffee table.
Ow.
And when he came up, his mouth was bleeding.
Yes.
And no tooth.
No,
I mean,
tooth.
The tooth
okay, so he's
was gone.
Tooth. Okay, yeah.
And so he came up talking like this.
Stop.
And we were like, because he already had some speech issues.
Yeah.
And now with this going on, that was impossible to understand what he was saying.
Right.
So we took him to the dentist, and he recommended that my son get a partial, like a fake tooth.
Oh.
And because it would have been a long time.
At 5 years old.
He would have had the gap till he was like 10, right?
Yeah, because he said that the teeth were underdeveloped, the adult teeth. So he was going to be toothless for the next 5 years of his life, four or five years. Yes.
But he talked like this the entire time. But he was so cute with the missing really tooth.
He was cute, but it did affect his speech. And so we decided to get the fake tooth. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And finally, it came in. And I think it was a mistake.
The tooth?
Yeah, I think so.
It looks cute in that picture you showed me.
He looks so handsome. I mean, my little boy's smile is back. But
why is it a mistake then?
Because he thinks he's hot now.
You're so dumb.
Like his father?
Weird.
He's mistaken, but
he keeps walking by mirrors just smiling and winking at himself.
Hey, baby.
He just loves how he looks. He missed his smile. We missed it. But he can't have apples and he can't have gum because this thing will pop out.
Oh, gosh.
And then he'll be toothless again.
And say, Daddy, I ate some gum. And that's what brings us back to a banana
in a car.
Eric's car.
I gotta go get that.
You got jury duty. You could be part of the show. Coming up in 30 minutes, your opinion on 100.3 The Bull. You ever had a dream come true? I'm talking a literal dream that you've had at night and it came true.
Oh.
You're not talking about just like meeting your wife.
No, exactly.
Right. She was my dream come true.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, I'm talking about a dream that you have
you're
at
sleeping,
night.
You remember it, and it actually happens.
Yeah, welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. I'm George, that's Mo, Eric with a K also here. My wife had a dream that came true.
No way.
She dreamed that I wouldn't talk to her at a party, and she was mad at me. And the next day, she woke up still mad at me, and that dream came true. I wouldn't talk to her.
Oh, my gosh. I love Miss Deanna.
No, she woke up mad at me.
Yeah.
And I was like, you can't be mad at me because you had a dream. And we wound up not talking. So I didn't talk to her. So her dream came true.
Well, that's my dream come true also, George. But you wouldn't talk.
It made me wonder if you've ever had, like, I know that you get a little squirrely, Mo, around, like, prophecy kind of things. But have you ever like had a dream about something and then that actually happened in your life?
I'm a bad one to ask. I have a neurological disorder where I don't dream.
You don't have any dreams?
No, I don't. Obviously, I'm assuming that I do dream. I just don't remember them. I never have.
Never?
No.
What's the best dream you've ever had?
I don't know. What does that say about my dreaming?
Whoa.
Wow, that's weird.
Because y'all come in here and talk about them all the time.
Yeah.
Well, I
have lots of dreams.
But yours are messed up.
Yeah, mine are always like end of the world dreams.
Eric's like apocalyptic kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's like sunshine and rain.
No, no. I exclusively have nightmares. One of the only dreams that I've ever had that wasn't a nightmare was the one where Mo was an old, like, pioneer woman.
Oh, churning butter.
Churning butter. Yes. And she said, come in out of the cold, cowboy.
You don't think that's your nightmare?
I guess I do. Exclusively have nightmares.
To me, yeah. But weird thing, though, that's kind of becoming true because now Mo is obsessed. You have been researching on how to churn butter.
All I want to do is be a farmer and churn butter, and like that's the life I want to live.
So, Eric, you dreamed it.
I'm hoping.
And that dream is about to come true. I'd like to know, 713-881-5500. I'm being serious about this. Have you ever had a dream about something? And that dream comes true.
Oh, that'd be amazing. I want to hear from everybody.
713-881-5500. You let us know. And by the way, hopefully my wife had a better dream last night. We're talking again this afternoon, okay? I had like the aftermath of a dream come true. My wife dreamed that I wouldn't talk to her at a party, and she got mad at me, and she was mad yesterday. And anyway, I wound up not talking to her, so her dream came true. I want to know, have you ever had a dream? Like a dream at night, kind of sleepy thing, and it came true. That's what we want to know. 713-881-5500 is the number this morning.
Virginia's on the phone in Crosby. Hey, sister, tell us your dream that came true.
Hey, y'all. Good morning. So I had a dream about a girl that I worked with named Robin. And in my dream, we were talking and she grabbed her stomach and said, I'm with child. So I go to work the next day and I stop her in the hallway and I'm like, hey, I had a dream about you last night. And she's like, really? And we're like laughing and talking. And I said, yeah, I dreamed that we were talking about something. I don't know what we were talking about. And all of a sudden you grabbed your stomach and said, I'm with child. And she looked at me and she was like, what? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, that's crazy because I am with child. And it was just like in my dream, y'all. And I'm telling you, I was like, shut up. Are you messing with me right now? And she said, no, I just came back from the doctor this morning. And she pulled the sonogram out of her purse and handed it to me. And when I tell y'all, I was speechless. And I was like, she looked at me and she goes, how did you know that? And I was like, I have no idea. Like, totally shocked.
That's like the Matrix kind of stuff.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know, give me
goosebumps. And what's even crazier is she's from like Clear Lake area or something like that, so I hope she's listening in and she can vouch for it.
Yeah,
like her and her husband, I mean, I believe that he had like cancer as a child, and so they weren't sure if he would be able to have children.
That makes it crazy.
Been together for like 4 or 5 years, and their little boy's got to be, I think he's probably about 3 years old now.
Wow, what a story! Goodness gracious, I love that. So, dreams that came true, that's what we're talking about. You had the dream, and it actually happened.
How about you, Jackie and Beasley? Tell us about the dream that came true.
Well, I was in fourth grade, and my mother woke us up for school, went downstairs, and I asked her, I was very upset. I said, why are we moving to Texas? She said, we're not moving to Texas. What are you talking about? She thought I was crazy, I guess. 4 years later, we moved to Texas.
Did you bring it back up and say, hello, I told you?
Yeah, actually, and when we registered for school, I knew exactly where the principal's office was, everything.
Wow. Because
you'd already dreamed it, Jackie!
Lived it.
Trippy.
That is crazy. I love these. You had a dream, and it became something that really, really happened. 713-881-5500 is the number. We have so many people. Like, I'm just looking at the phones right now. How many pregnancy?
Oh my gosh.
Moments?
Yes.
So many.
pregnant. Oh my goodness. Why are people imagining that and dreaming it and it coming true?
And it coming true.
I think it's probably that, and I don't mean to poo poo on the magic of the
segment. Come on,
believe. I know you believe in all this stuff, George, but they can probably smell subconsciously the pregnancy hormones.
What?
There's got to be something when you're around another female that much that you can sort of subliminally tell that they're pregnant.
So you're trying to just explain away the magic of somebody realizing that. Explain away the magic of this dream.
What?
You had a car accident? Tell me about your story.
I was in high school, and I had a recurring dream for like 3 or 4 nights in a week's time. And it was very vague. It was just, there was this green car, and it was in an accident. And I was out riding with some of my friends one night. We were just out hanging out, and we were in my friend's green Geo.
No.
And we were coming from a red light, mm-hmm. and we were hit by a dually pickup truck.
What?
It spun our the car like 3 or 4 times before it came to a stop, and the truck hit us right where I was sitting, so I was knocked out for a few seconds. Mm-hmm. But it happened exactly how it went in the dream.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Crazy.
That one I can't explain away.
Yeah.
There's not a car accident hormone that you can smell. I love this story. All right.
Whoa.
Dreams. Yes. You dreamed it, and it came true, for real. Thank you for sharing your story. 713-881-5500. We always love hearing your feedback here on 100.3 The Bull. It's time for the Morning Bullpen's jury duty. We're just out here doing God's work, solving these daily dilemmas. And your opinions count because 5 calls help us get the verdict, okay? 5 calls say it all. No right or wrong answers. And the question this morning, the dilemma before us.
Can you have more than one best friend?
Oh, I'm so glad we're doing this. We're going to decide.
We were
going to
say, can a rational, well-adjusted adult have more than...
No, that's too many words.
Too many. This started yesterday because we had a conversation on the air.
Mo said she has 12 best friends.
Yes.
And I said, that's not possible. Your best friend is the person who wins the race. That's the best runner in a race.
Right.
Your best friend is the one who comes in first.
Yeah.
That is it. You can have one best friend and you can have a bunch of good friends.
And I say best friend is more like a status. If you've reached best friend status, you're allowed at my house. You're allowed in my personal life.
Like, you get perks.
Best friend status. Yes. You get a birthday card.
You have friendship
get a present.
Plus subscription, if you will.
Exactly.
That's right. If you'd like to subscribe to the best friend subscription.
You
but
can't
anyway,
afford it.
We finally nailed her down and we said, if you had to pick one, and
right.
she said, you said your brother.
Yes, twin.
So we called to see if he would say the same thing, and this is the way it went.
Who is your best friend?
I have to say my wife, but my sister would be a close second. This went poorly.
No, you know what, Matt? This went perfectly.
All right, so that was a phone call that we had with Mo's brother.
But I'm
yesterday.
Standing firm on you can have more than one best friend.
All right, so that's the question this morning. Let's start with juror number one, Mo. Ask him the daily dilemma here on jury duty.
Jonathan's on the phone in Sweeney. Hey, Jonathan, can you have more than one best friend, yes or no?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan. You
how many best friends do you have, Jonathan? 12?
I don't have that many, but I mean, I have at least 3 or 4.
Yeah.
You have 3 or 4
Y'all
best friends.
Y'all go fishing. You go to the Astros games together. You get beers on Friday nights. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You got to have more than one ride or die.
I love
no!
that. It takes 6
no!
people to carry a casket, Jonathan.
No.
My man.
You don't have to have more than
Stop.
One best
this
friend.
This is jury duty. This is why we do this.
Okay, all right. Sorry. The question again, can you have more than one best friend? Juror number 2 is Jay in Houston. Jay, what do you say?
No, I think you can only have one best friend, and then you can have a lot of close friends.
Exactly. That's what the word best means, right? If you're the best in the class, it means you're the top. You can't have 12 people best in the class.
Okay. All right. So thank you, Jay. I appreciate it this morning. Eric, let's go to juror number three to find out what the consensus is this morning.
That's Keisha. Hey, Keisha, can you have more than one best friend?
Yes, you can.
How many do you have?
I have four.
Four best friends.
Don't like that.
Then, Keisha, you have no best friends.
You guys are so hateful.
No, I'm not.
No, I have.
Embrace the fact that you can have more than one best friend.
Listen, I've got a group of guys. We're called hashtag Boys Town with a Z.
Uh-huh.
But I, in life, I have one best friend. I've got a group of good guys, great guys, but one best friend.
It's so,
Keisha, you have four. Do they all know that you have other best friends than just them?
Are you best friending behind their back?
No, I am not, but they do know who comes first, technically.
Well, but if you have a first, then you have a best.
Keisha has spoken, she is confident in her answer, and I appreciate that about her.
You have spoken. All right, juror number four is Sterling in Brookshire. Sterling, can you have more than one best friend?
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. Thank you, Sterling.
All right, we're just stretching this out at this point.
Yeah, but it's going to say, let's go to juror number five. Let's get this over with, Mo.
That's Mel and Tomball. Hey, sister, can you have more than one best friend? Yes or no?
Yes, absolutely.
Man, wait, again, if you have more than one best friend, you don't have a best friend.
Stop trying to talk your way out of it. This is jury duty. Slam the gavel, George.
Maybe we should have asked, can you have 12 best friends? Because that's excessive.
How many do you have, Mel? How many?
Well, you know, I have several girlfriends that...
How many best friends do you have? Give me a number right now, Mel.
You don't have to name them.
I have five best friends.
I love that.
You're the
but
five.
Over all the different periods of my life, I've had so many different women that have come into my life.
Okay, best friends.
All right. The jury has spoken this morning.
Thank you. Can you have more than one best friend? And the answer is yes.
I hate it when Mo's right.
It's okay.
But you can't have 12. I think we all agree on that.
Should I eliminate one?
That's jury duty. We do it every morning here on 100.3 The Bull.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for a little magic to happen. It's time for the 10-minute tune. This is where Eric gets to create a song off of your phone calls. But that's just it. You get a call and tell us your suggestion. 713-881-5500 is the number.
Danette's on the phone in Texas City. Hey, sister, what would you like Eric to sing about?
I wanted Eric to sing about going on a trip without the kids.
Let's go, sister!
That's the best part.
I'm ready to go without the kids. They're back in school. Now it's time for the adults.
Yes. It's like I can eat with both hands.
Correct.
What are some other good things about being on a trip without kids?
Well, you can lay on the beach and snooze without having to worry about if they're in the water.
Yes.
So you're kind of off the clock there. Yeah.
Yes.
Read a book. You can eat not chicken fingers.
Go out and eat a real meal.
You can. They're not your alarm clock.
They don't wake me up. I wake them up.
Oh, there we go. Danette, I like it. Thank you for the suggestion this morning.
Thank you.
All right, we need your suggestions so Eric has a few to choose from.
All right, that's Hannah in Cyprus. Hey, what should I sing about?
Hey, I think you should sing about how Tractor Supply is like the equivalent of Target for men. They just like randomly on a Saturday go to Tractor Supply. They don't have anything that they need. Mm-hmm. And I come back with like a sprinkler head and a doormat.
Yeah, and we have all these projects now.
Yes, I hear you, sister. Yeah. Every time I walk into Tractor Supply.
Hannah, just to be fair, Eric has never been in a Tractor Supply in his life.
Oh, come on. Yes, I have. I just don't buy anything. I just go, ooh, that looks neat.
Yeah,
I don't know what any
giant,
of it does.
Like, chicken skeletons right now for Halloween, and my husband sent me a picture of one the other day, and I had to put my foot down.
Yes, do not.
Put your foot down. You are not buying more stuff in Tractor
Supply.
Hannah, I love it. Thank you for listening, Cypress. We appreciate you this
good
morning.
Good one, good one.
Let me try Mia. Mia, good morning. It says here that you're 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
And you want to talk about birthdays? What do you want to talk about, sweetie?
So whenever it's my birthday, I want Cracker Barrel birthday breakfast.
Oh, my goodness. I want that now, too.
Awesome tradition.
What do you get?
I get their pancakes.
Oh, that's the wrong answer. It's biscuits and gravy, but thank you for playing.
Hash brown casserole. Invite us to your next birthday, Mia.
Yes, I will get pancakes with you. That is a great birthday breakfast.
Okay.
All right, you have a good day today. It's not your birthday today, right?
Nope.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to end without saying happy birthday to you. All right, Eric, we got lots of different ones today.
I'm so hungry.
Going on vacation without kids now that the kids are back in school.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We have Tractor Supply. It's like Target for men.
Yeah. I know all about that.
Right. Yeah.
I totally get it. Mm-hmm. You know, supplies for your tractor and things.
And then you have your breakfast, your birthday breakfast every year.
Yes. Pancakes is a great answer, Mia, but I have to go with the vacation without kids because I'm about to take one and I cannot wait.
Oh, you
so
are.
So this is going out to my wife.
I forgot about that. Yeah, okay. All right. So that's going to be your choice today?
Yep, absolutely.
Right. Vacationing without kids. That's going to be the topic on the 10-minute tune. We'll find out how he does coming up in two songs here on The Bull. It's time to find out what Eric has created on his 10-minute tune. Who was it? Danette? Was that right?
Danette in Texas City with this suggestion.
I wanted Eric to sing about going on a trip without the kids.
Mm-hmm. He liked that one a lot because Eric's getting ready to celebrate he and Kylie's 10th anniversary. With an anniversary trip without the kids.
Bow, chicka, bow.
Oh, are we talking about my big trip?
Yeah. Talking about your anniversary
hopefully
trip.
Hopefully there is a little bow, chicka, bow.
Okay,
all right, fine. Hopefully that's not the song you created.
Yeah, what the heck?
No, the song that I created is a perfectly wholesome song that we all remember. It's called Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book, Disney movie.
Okay, it's today's 10-minute tune here on The Bull.
Thank God that there's no kids with me. I can relax finally. There's no yelling, screaming in my ear. Thank God that there's no kids with me. Now this is real vacationing. I think I'm never returning from here. I can eat supper with both of my hands. No changing diapers. No dinner time mess. Oh, I can sit down on the beach, read a book, and fall asleep. And when mommy and daddy time begins, there's no snot-nosed brats running in. It feels good to be off the clock. There's no kids with me, and it don't suck.
Oh my God.
Thank God that there's no kids with me. It's been years since we finally got to be just husband and his wife. Thank God that there's no kids with me, and we don't have to watch Bluey. I think I'm never returning to life.
Oh my God.
A perfect ending.
Very, very relatable.
Sir. Hey, all I can think of you is like in a balloon, a bear costume doing that song. That would be awesome. All right, Danette, what did you think about that?
We loved it.
Vacationing without your kids. You can grab that off our podcast and share with somebody that you think would enjoy that. Just download the Audacy app, AUDACY. Search for the Morning Bullpen podcast. And then when you see it there, click like on that page and it'll notify you every time we upload a new 10-minute tune here on 100.3 The Bull. some good news that you're celebrating in your life? It could be the kids getting into the classes they want, kids going away to college, whatever's going on that you're celebrating. We'd love to hear from you for the 810 Amen. We have good news coming up in less than 20 minutes here on the Bull. Tonight is also a moment. I don't know, Mo, it's been one of those things. We heard that this was happening, this Toby Keith special that's going to be on tonight. Mm-hmm. And it's been one of those things that's been kind of circled on our calendar just because of how much it Toby meant to us here at the Bull.
And they had pre-recorded it, so we started to get like teaser videos of some of the big, big name performers that are going to be a part of it. Well, it finally airs tonight, NBC, 8 p.m. I'm really excited.
I'm so excited. Listen to some of the names. Luke Bryan, Tyler Hubbard, Jelly Roll, Parker McCollum, Reba McEntire, Darius Rucker, Carrie Underwood, Lainey Wilson, and so many more, all playing Toby songs or at least giving dedications to Toby and his legacy. Crazy.
We had a chance last week to talk to Crystal Keith, his daughter, who's also in Nashville. And I think you said that she invited everybody in Nashville to be part of this, and everybody showed up.
I mean, how could you say no?
Right. It's going to be something. It's called Toby Keith, American Icon. And last Friday, Crystal Keith was on with us, and we just asked her if there was a part that she was looking forward to everybody, all of us seeing, to share with us.
There is, I mean, it's not like the happy, joyous part, but they kind of surprised us with video of his last recording session. It was just a special moment in the show. I also think there was a special moment with Luke Bryan and his cowboy hat that, I mean, made me tear up. And I felt like it was so sweet and sentimental for him to share that with us. Which I don't want to give it away. I want you guys to watch it on your own.
You can see it tonight. Toby Keith, American Icon, would be at 7 o'clock, right?
8 p.m. Central Time.
Oh, it is 8 p.m. Oh, oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
for that's some past reason, your bedtime, George.
And it's 2 hours
honestly,
long.
It is. So. Toby Keith, one of the first country concerts that I ever went to.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a festival thing, and it was Alan. I remember Alan Jackson and Toby Keith playing.
Dang.
And it was spectacular. Mm-hmm.
Can I admit something that I've never admitted on the air? And this is bold to say. On a country radio station in Houston, Texas. For years, I didn't like Toby Keith.
Really?
Why? I for some reason, it didn't resonate with me. Mm-hmm. And then when 9/11 happened, for some reason, that was my moment where I became a Toby Keith fan because of all of his patriotic songs. And then I went back through the catalog and re-fell in love with his old stuff. Mm-hmm. But for years, it wasn't my music.
It didn't touch you. So.
But then he became America's music, and I feel like we all sort of rallied behind him.
When Toby passed, and we kind of just asked people to call in and be part of the show, the number of calls of people that had stories about Toby Keith when he went to visit our troops or went overseas that didn't get publicized.
Right. Toby would never talk about that stuff.
He wouldn't right. at all. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm interested to see the part where she was talking about, too, with Luke Bryan in Toby's actual hat. So anyway, tonight, 8 o'clock, Toby Keith, American Icon. And of course, we couldn't talk about the legend without playing a little of this morning. Here's Toby and Willie. That's a good way to start your Texas morning here on the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Cassidy's in Willis this morning. Cassidy trying to get $100 out of Mo, and it works this way, Cassidy.
That $100 bill is right out of Mo's purse. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Cassidy?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is. Tell her to get out of here. We'll get this game started, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
Good luck, Cassidy.
Thank you.
She doesn't mean that, Cassidy. She wants you to lose. She really does. She's not as nice as she seems. All right, Cassidy, five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. Question number one. Jason Aldean has had two number one songs with different singers that were American Idol winners. Can you name either one of those?
Kelly Clarkson.
Question number two. In the summer of 1975, Rhinestone Cowboy was the top of the country and the pop charts. Who sang it? Was it A, Charlie Pride, B, Glenn Campbell, or C, Conway Twitty?
Glenn Campbell.
Question number three. Taylor Swift went from country to pop, but recently she heaped praise on an artist that's making the jump from pop to country with his new album called F1 Trillion. Name him.
Post Malone.
Question number four. This country star just celebrated the fifth anniversary of Beer Never Broke My Heart hitting number one. Name him.
Luke Combs.
And question number five. It's not Tyler Hubbard. It's the other guy that was in Florida Georgia Line who's turning 39. Name him.
Oh. That one's going to get me. Chris Hubbard?
That's all I got. All right, let's get Mo back in. Find out what she's up against today.
Hey, Cassidy, don't beat yourself up because you did a heck of a job. 4 out of 5.
Boom, girl.
Oh, I tried.
Last one hung up.
You did good. All right, Mo, yeah, she was up to the task today.
Okay, I love that about her.
Let's find out if you are. Mm-hmm. Question number one. Jason Aldean has had 2 number 1 songs with different singers that were American Idol winners.
Okay.
Name either one of them.
I think Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson. I would have taken either one. Yeah. So they're both right. Yeah.
Yep, she took the other one, but it didn't matter. 1-1 is the score.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. In the summer of 1975, Rhinestone Cowboy, don't look at me like that, Rhinestone Cowboy was top of the country in pop charts.
Okay.
Who sang it? Was it A, Charlie Pride, mm-hmm. B, Glenn Campbell, or C, Conway Twitty?
I know the song.
Do you?
Yes.
You really do?
In a Rhinestone Cowboy. Yeah. But I don't know who sings it. It's either B or C. C, maybe?
That would be correct. It is Glenn Campbell.
She said C. She said Conway Twitty.
I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say B.
Cassidy, so that means since she got that wrong and you got it right, she has to get every single question right from now on.
Oh.
Okay.
Let's go.
Question number three.
Okay.
Taylor Swift went from
Georgia.
Hey, Cassidy did not give me lip like this when I started the questions for her. Go. Question number three. Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift went from country to pop, but recently she heaped praise on an artist that's jumping from pop to country with his new album F1 Trillion.
F1 Trillion is Post Malone. Shut up. I know that.
Okay, that is true.
I've been listening to it over and over and over again.
All right, Cassidy.
You can't miss any of these.
Yes, yes. Yep, okay, I'm ready. Let's go.
3-2. 3-2 right now, Cassidy.
Mm-hmm. Question number four. Mm-hmm. This country star just celebrated the 5th anniversary of Beer Never Broke My Heart hitting number one. Can you believe it's been 5 years? Name him.
That's Luke Combs.
That is correct.
Long neck.
All right, so this next one you missed, Cassidy.
Oh, crap. Okay, let's go.
You missed it, which means Mo has to get it to protect her money or you're $100 richer.
Okay.
Question number five.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Tyler Hubbard.
Okay.
It's the other guy that was in Florida Georgia Line.
Brian Kelly.
Who's turning 39.
Oh. Happy birthday.
What did you say?
Brian Kelly.
Mo.
I know that one, George.
All right, you do know that one. He's a Florida Georgia Line. It is Brian Kelly.
Hey. You said some guy named Chris. Man.
Chris! Happy birthday, Chris!
Which means you actually tied Mo today, and she keeps her money.
Oh, darn.
You know what you got to say to get out of here, Cassidy?
I'm Cassidy from Willis and Mo Knows Country.
She does.
So do you, though. You did a great job.
You did do good.
Thank
All right,
you.
You'll get a chance to be like Cassidy. See if you can take the cash. Tomorrow morning, 8:20, Mo Knows Country happens only here on The Bull.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.